Good afternoon, Your Excellencies, ambassadors on the panel. Thank you for being with us, distinguished colleagues, special rapporteurs. Let me first thank the Permanent Mission of France, Ambassador Bonafont and Claire for being with us today and supporting this event. Also a pleasure to associate our colleagues from UNESCO, our co-chairs of the UN Network of Focal Points on the Safety of Journalists and the Issues of Impunity. Perhaps to start, just to recall that this conversation is not taking place in a vacuum. I want to recall the context of a couple of years now of attacks on civic space that we have been talking about and reporting on, attacks on the principles of universality and multilateralism. All of this is really going to the core, with the most violent conflicts, with the greatest number of most violent conflicts taking place since the end of the Second World War. And I think perhaps the prospect that impunity is reigning as part of a new normal that we continue to talk about and discuss, what the High Commissioner has been calling and the rise of the anti-rights agenda. I think it is therefore especially important that we come together to basically also in recent celebration of the International Day to End Impunity for Crimes Against Journalists, to recall that journalists and media workers from around the world are part of this group of civil society activists, of human rights defenders very much, who continue to face many different forms of harassment and violence, including deadly attacks. You've heard some numbers already, but since the start of this year, over 60 journalists have already lost their lives in the line of duty. I think we come down to the numbers, it's actually much more, but I think what we can corroborate. And only 15% of those cases have been investigated and prosecuted. Over 300 journalists continue to be imprisoned worldwide for doing their legitimate and important work. And of course, as I said, rising armed conflicts globally, the humanitarian and environmental crises have no doubt contributed, but there's also been a little bit more insidious perhaps, but the legal harassment, which is another omnipresent threat, as highlighted by a recent report of this office to the Human Rights Council. You have heard a little bit already from Ambassador Schweitzer's comments, but let me say, on the one hand, the old tools, defamation, sedition, censorship, continue to be an instrument to punish journalists and stifle media freedoms. But then we also have cyber libel, anti-terrorism, cybersecurity, very broad definitions, in addition to fake news laws, which are providing additional means and entry points for harassment and persecution. Libel claims, income tax investigations, vexatious lawsuits, including the famous SLAPs, the strategic lawsuits against public participation, increasingly all used as part of the arsenal to harass and to intimidate. In particular, abusive litigation brought forward by state and private sector entities alike can also involve what we see to be disproportionate, excessive, and unreasonable claims with a principal aim, maybe not always winning, but of exhausting and of isolating opponents. Moving forward, the Office of the High Commissioner for Human Rights is focusing efforts to combat the phenomenon of legal harassment of journalists. We had a recent briefer related to SLAPs that includes a series of recommendations to states, including the adoption of anti-SLAPs legislation in order to empower courts to dismiss abusive lawsuits, to expedite procedures to dismiss abusive court applications, to really provide that robust protection that we need for public participation, a critical underpinning of open societies, and compensation to victims, ensuring dissuasive penalties against the perpetrators of SLAPs. Beyond SLAPs, of course, there is a broader issue of legal harassment that requires further consideration. Last June, as the President of the Council mentioned, in our freedom of expression resolution, we were tasked with organizing an expert meeting and conducting a comprehensive study on SLAPs to be submitted next year. We have already organized two side events on that issue, one during this year's World Press Freedom Day, another one in the last Human Rights Council session in September. So I think today's meeting is just another step in deepening this discussion and making sure that we understand what tools we have at our disposal. I'm happy that we have judges among us, that there are lawyers, civil society organizations participating, in addition again to our special rapporteurs. So a lot of practitioners as well as the experts who will enrich our common thinking and pave the way for future recommendations. We very much hope that will strengthen safety, that will empower voice, and that will enforce accountability. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.